March 9th, 2021, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Rome Town Board for March 9th, 2021, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. Everyone, please rise for our
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone.
It's very blurry.
Right now, so, probably our speed.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. All right, item one on the agenda. We've got one, two, three, four sets of minutes. The first two were for February 9th, 2021, which were public hearings. First one was on the 2020 Community Development Block Grant. Second public hearing was on the 2021 Community Development Block Grant. And then February 23rd, two sets. The first was the audit meeting, and the second was the regular town board meeting. We can take them separately or all together, but any questions, comments at this time?
No.
You want to take them all together?
Please. Sure.
All right, somebody would like to move those for adoption.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Councilmember Van Tassel.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Newman. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item two, I have on there to set future meetings and workshops. I don't have a requirement this evening. I don't know if anybody else does. All right, moving on to item three, which for some time now has been the regular update on the COVID-19 pandemic. And just have some numbers, and actually have some good numbers to report as far as vaccinations are concerned. But I'll start with the total number of confirmed cases in Saratoga County. And this is as of 6 o'clock yesterday. It's 12,274. Number of deaths that have been reported is 149. Active number of cases presently is 240. Number of individuals that have recovered is 11,885, and the number that are currently hospitalized is currently at 8, which is very good news. The last board meeting, I reported that there have been 18 individuals that were hospitalized at that time. 7-day rolling average testing positivity rate is 2.3%. Here in the town of Monroe, total number of confirmed cases is now 558. Number of deaths is 12. Presently, there are 20 active cases, and 526 individuals have recovered. In the village, total number of confirmed cases is now 147. Number of deaths remains at 0. There are presently 5 active cases, and the number of individuals that have recovered is 142. As of March 8th, there have been nearly 25,000 residents, actually 24,920, age 65 plus, that have received at least one dose of the vaccine, which, and this is phenomenal, which is 57.7% of the estimated number of individuals in the county that are age 65 or older. And then as a follow-up, there have been 10,703 residents, also in that age bracket, that have completed their series, and that's approaching 25% of the estimated number of county residents that are 65 and plus. So county's doing a fantastic job of working to get the most vulnerable here in the county vaccinated, and those numbers are only going to increase over the next several days. Total tested individuals in the county is 363,920. Number of residents at day in isolation or quarantine is presently 1,081. And earlier today, I think it was today, yes, this morning, March 9th, Governor announced that New Yorkers 60 years of age and older, as well as additional members of the public facing essential workers, will be eligible to receive the COVID-19. So I would encourage anyone, and I've done that for town employees as well, that are working with the public to go online and register and at a minimum sign up for the county's interest list, which is available at the Sarasota County website. If you don't have access to it, there's also a telephone number that's been established for people to call in, and the county mailed out over 35,000 cards to residents in the county with all that information on it. So the information's out there. It's on the Town Borough website. So anyone looking for additional information, I would encourage you to visit the town's website. All right. Item 4 on the agenda this evening is the Community Development Block Grant RFP for 2020. We only had two proposals. One is from the LaBerge Group. The other, which we received March 8th at my office, the town received it March 3rd. And the other is from the CP Mail Associates. I know board members probably haven't had a lot of time to review them. We can postpone taking any action, or we can discuss them tonight if you'd like. Whatever the board's pleasure is, I know you haven't had a lot of time to review them. I do have a recommendation based on reading both proposals, and I'd be happy to share that if you want to move forward with discussion tonight, or we can go ahead and move forward.
I wouldn't be able to make the decision tonight, having not had a lot of time to read it, so I would probably need some time to read some of those things and ask questions.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Good.
All right, so that is the item 5 on the agenda is a sewer district proposal. I know the board is aware, but just to recap, trying to get our engineers to really get all the town's ducks in a row as far as the water districts and sewer districts that we have formed over the years has been just an incredible challenge. And to the point now that, we have, in relation to sewer, we had a town agreement with the city of Glens Falls that's going to expire in June. As part of those contract negotiations, the town's going to need to develop a plan to purchase reserve sewer capacity for long-term operations. We've got sewer users now online, but obviously we'll have additional users coming on with the new line that's going to be going down the commercial corridor. But the problem is, it's unclear at this time, after the engineers have spent a lot of time trying to figure out what documents we have that proves that things were properly established in the town. And because of that, I asked the LaBerge Group to give us a proposal for professional services so that we can get to the bottom of where we are with sewer as far as legally documented established sewer districts and extensions, and to take a look at not only what our current use is now, what our potential use is going to be, and, you know, have that extrapolate out to a number where we need to be to have assurance that we meet the needs of folks coming on down the road. So, LaVerge Group put a proposal together. I don't know if board members have had a chance to look at it. I received it March 3rd. They've outlined the scope of services, which is multifaceted. I'll just go down real quickly the scope of services. The assembled copies of sewer district formation documentation, outside user agreements, and developer agreements that include sewer system connection or district formation commitments. They would prepare a map plan and report for sewer district that considers the consolidation of the town's existing sewer districts and contract users into a single consolidated sewer district. Map plan and report would serve to analyze current potential future districts organization, potential cost savings and reductions, and convenience and comfort of newly consolidated sewer district and town residents. Third goal is the map plan report will evaluate existing reserve capacity flow commitments and forecast the capacity that will be needed for currently planned projects. Another goal in the scope of services is that the map plan report will include a map showing the consolidated district boundary, the rate structure analysis, the maximum cost of improvements, including reserve capacity purchase, the cost for typical property hookup fees, and identification of cost reduction due to consolidation, if applicable. Also, a presentation of map plan report for consolidated water district at a public hearing and informational meeting. And finally, coordination with the town special district legal counsel regarding map plan report preparation, required resolutions, hearing notices, and filing of necessary notices from town and county offices. The estimated fee for the proposed work would be a lump sum fee of not to exceed $35,600, excluding typical reimbursable expenses for travel and reproduction. And they estimate that the map plan report will take 4 to 6 weeks following authorization to proceed. I don't know where the board is. We'll have to have a discussion on that. But basically, this is to follow the same footsteps of what we're attempting to do with the water district, with the sewer, with the consolidation. We just have one established district when we're all set and done.
It seems reasonable to me at this point in time, and you know, I know the LaVerge Group has been doing all of our diligence and work so far for us, so I understand why we have just this one. I wouldn't know anything else to compare it to, but I feel this is reasonable and probably the right course of action to take.
And if you recall, we had applied for a grant, Craig grant, to do this, and back in September, we were notified as a result of COVID that money was put on hold, and then we've since been notified that program won't be funded at this time. So, you know, while there is potential for us to get assistance from the state on this down the road, well, that quick grant that we're applying for is not viable right now because of the financial condition of the state.
So, in regards to this, the information that the scope of, within the scope of services, I mean, forecast capacity, the cost of a typical property, and hookup fees and verification cost reduction to consolidation of agriculture. Will this give us that approximate dollar value or dollar amount that future developments are looking to get for the purpose of hooking up into the sewer system?
So you know, we have established hookup fees now, and that was based on information that was provided to the previous town board when they came up with those rates. And so what this would do is come up with a recommendation for the board to adopt as to what we should be charging hookups, capacity buy-in, with an eye toward the future, knowing that, you know, if we have this many projects in the pipeline, you need to be out here with capacity. And how do you get there? How do you get to that point financially, which will, yes, impact those proposed developments down the road?
So they will give, potentially will give us that idea about the dollar,
exactly.
The developers, this is what's going to cost.
You have a project with, let's say, 100 homes on it, or 50 employees, you know, you're going to be required when you come on to buy X amount of capacity at X dollars.
Okay. I'd say let's move forward on this.
My other question, you said that there's no grant money available for office with this, whether it might be down the line, but
yeah.
In the meantime, how are we going to pay $35, $600?
Yeah, so we have, through economic development, we have allocated funds in the 2021 budget. You know, if we are able to secure funding for reimbursement, and it's still a possibility. I just can't say to you tonight that we're guaranteed we're going to get it. But there's a lot of money out there for these types of projects. If they do get approved by EFC many times, the fee, you can make the argument that the engineering study was part of the process to get to, you know, that consolidated district. And therefore, you can put in for it, you know, according to that. But right now, there's no guarantee.
Okay.
Is this something that should have been maybe not been that long ago?
I think that's the problem. We get years of stuff that we don't have clarity on. That's the biggest battle.
So, that's the biggest issue that that our town engineer is unable, working with the clerk and the building department, to put our, and even the developers that got approval from planning board, to put our hands on all the necessary documents that spell out what the agreements included, you know, who paid what, how much. And you know, the unfortunate part is, because we didn't have a lot of commercial growth, the previous town board were voting yes on PUDs for, you know, apartments and things like that. That was eating away at that pot of capacity that we had for the future. How much of that's been eaten? I mean, we need to have real numbers that tell us, you know, do we have some? How much do we have left? If we don't have anything left, how much capacity do we need in the next 2 years, next 5 years, next 10 years? To keep us ahead of the curve. And so that's what this study will do. It'll also work to consolidate it into one district so we don't have the billing nightmare that we've seen over the years with water districts.
The district, I think, will be in a better spot to fairly negotiate with the city when it's
fall. That's
the
so,
contract's coming up.
Yeah, so, exactly. So that contract expires in June, and, you know, it would be foolish if the town to enter into contract negotiations not having a realistic number of what we need for capacity.
Understood. Seems like a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
You need a motion.
So my recommendation would be to offer a motion authorizing a contract addendum, authorizing the supervisor to sign a contract addendum with the LaVerge Group for professional services in relation to sewer district consolidation study at a fee not to exceed $25,600.
Council review.
Yeah.
So,
second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So, I don't know, do you want to take a look at that? Did you get a copy of that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. So, you let me know what we need to do before that. Next item, item six, Highway Department requests. The first one that I have is for the annual request from the Highway Superintendent to move to 10 four-hour days per week. Historically, this has been done not only in town, but around the county. Aid and paving season. Paul's looking for that schedule to begin on Monday, April 5th, and continue through Friday, October 29th. And he said there will be coverage for any situations that may arise on Fridays during the four-day work schedule, and he will provide that information to me on Tuesday. I don't know if the board's pleasure is on that.
Same time period as we've done in custom
building. Yeah. Yeah. And the contract with CSCA requires the, actually, I don't know if it does anymore. Does it require a highway superintendent to bring this before the board anyway? Or a change in workout?
I don't know. I can find out.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it requires. There's language in there that requires that.
It used to require it, so I don't think that's taken out.
Okay. So that's why.
Paul, does anyone have any questions for Paul? Is he not?
Is he is?
Well, he's. I can ask him. About you can speak if you have any questions for him.
I don't.
Do we know and anticipate paving this year?
Come.
Yeah, I think. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. Today.
Let's see. Paul, if you can. There we go.
Okay.
Hey, Paul. He's on.
Hey, Paul. We've got a request for the change in the weekly work schedule to 4 10-hour days. Only question I have right now is when do you anticipate beginning paving this year?
Well, I'm hoping to get an early start this year, probably the end of May, beginning of June, but there's a lot of work to be done first.
Right. Good.
So this is our normal. It's a normal amount of weeks we did last year, same as last year.
So is that typically a schedule that's just for paving, or that I mean, so there's other work that has to be done, but that's April and May, almost 2 months, month and a half, no paving going on with 4 10-hour days? Is that it?
Well, they do. There's a lot more work just besides paving to do when you pave a road.
Okay. I've always been fine with it. I just had that question. Do we have a brush pickup schedule maybe coming out?
Did you hear the question, Paul?
I didn't hear the question.
So, Councilmember Noonan wanted to know if we have scheduled the annual brush pickup, spring brush pickup.
No, we wait till the end of March, beginning of April before we schedule it. We have to see how much snow is gone and make sure people are ready for the brush.
All right.
But it will come this year.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions for Paul? Okay, so this will require a resolution to understand that and acquiesce to the request.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. carries unanimously. Next request I have from the highway superintendent is for the purchase of the roadside mower tractor. And I think I'd like to have this table this evening, but I do have some questions before we do that. Paul, are you still there?
No, hold on. He will be in 1 second. I realize you were. But 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I've got a few questions regarding the roadside mower purchase and tractor purchase. Obviously, in the budget time, we accounted for this purchase. I think the tractor you're using now is 2008. At budget time, you had indicated that the tractor would have to have a rebuilt engine that will exceed about $10,000. And at the time, the board's thinking was to get a purchase a new tractor and mower. As part of that conversation, we were anticipating a trade. Are you still looking to do a trade, Paul?
Well, I had a question about the trade, and they said we'd be better off if we sold it at Auctions International.
No, I don't necessarily agree with that. But anyway, so we have three quotes. Capital Tractor, $111,143.81. We have the Tiger Corp, $107,516. And we have John Deere Company through United Ag and Turf at $106,929.04. The Highway Superintendent is recommending United Ag and Turf at the lowest cost of $106,949.04. So, Paul, on your specifications here, I didn't see what exactly we're getting from the different vendors. Do you have
well, all three vendors in a 100 horsepower tractor? All the tractors are equipped the same way. Capital Tractor was offering a 74 inch side flail and a 96 inch rear. Tiger Corp was a 75 inch side, 96 inch rear. And John Deere was a 75 inch and 102 of them.
So all these quotes were provided by Sourcewell Pricing, which is already gone through the state contract process, and so it doesn't require a sealed bid to be done on it. But as you're probably aware, Paul, Sourcewell Pricing builds in a 2-3% cost for that service, whatever the sale price is on all these. Did you reach out directly to these three vendors? I mean, they're local vendors here. You've got Capital Tractor and Greenwich.
Yes.
And you reached out directly and asked them for a quote?
I reached out to them directly as a long source, well, and they all came back with the same pricing.
You spoke with representatives from all three of these companies directly?
Yes, I did.
And
I talked with
so what, if you did that, did they provide you with what specific tractors you'd be getting for this money? Because as you're well aware, there's economy tractors, and then there's more heavy duty. Each dealer, each brand, each color has those options. Are we getting economy tractors with one versus the other? Because this doesn't tell me.
No.
So which model John Deere
tractor? No, we're not.
What model John Deere tractor are you getting?
That's the PowerStar.
The what?
PowerStar.
No, PowerStar is made by Nippon.
Yes, from Kappa.
Right, but you're recommending John Deere.
Yes, that's the 5100M with the full frame.
Alright, so I'm sorry, I thought you said you didn't have one. So the John Deere is which model?
The 5100M.
5100M.
And 5100M.
Yep. And with the Tiger Corp.
Same tractor, 5100M.
JG 5100M. And with Cavil tractor.
That was the Power Star 100.
All right, and on the implement, which more are you getting with the John Deere? I mean, what model is that?
From the Tiger, it's Tiger, and from the United Turf, it's Tiger.
And which model is the Diamond?
They have 75-inch and 102. They have 1 mile on the flags.
All right. Is it possible, I mean, this is a lot of money. Is it possible that we could get whatever information you have that they can't do better than the state contract price? Because it's not uncommon if you go local that they can beat the state contract price.
Well, I talked to Jason Fedler at Capital Tractor, and he matched, he said the same exact price. And I talked with, Park over to Trius for the Tiger, and he came up with the same price. And I don't have the name right here with me on the Jeremy Tripp on the United Actor.
Can you, I think.
Actually, on the request, is all the names of the people that work for Echo Trades and United Agriculture.
I just like to see, you know, the flyer we're buying spells out the specs, the hydraulic flows, all that stuff. But really, what I have here from Sourcewell Pricing doesn't tell me a lot. Put it this way, if I was spending my money based on the information here, I wouldn't do it. So I'd like to see the specs on each of the different vendors myself. I'm not a board people about that.
I don't have a strong opinion because I don't know about it, so I'm not going to be like yourself to do. I'd like to know more about the respect of money, but I'm not.
And the other thing is, because we did talk about a trade, are you telling me, Paul, that all three individuals told you that they wouldn't do a trade?
They would do a trade, but they recommended using the other because I think we get more for it.
So I would like to know. I would like to know that option. What we would get on trade with each vendor as part of the deal, so that we can. Take a look at what the net would be spending and let the board make the decision whether, an intelligent decision, whether we're going to sell it outright and just buy the allowed trade. I mean, I think that's the right thing to do.
I would agree. We've always had more info in front of us for purchases like this anyway, so I can certainly pull it off to get more info.
So can you provide the board with the tractor specs and the mower specs and again reach out to each entity? Does that have to be sealed if they're going to do that without state contract?
Yes.
All right.
They have a whole full bid package if you're doing it without state contract.
So we'd have to have lanes that includes the trade.
Yes, we have to meet all of our mandate estimates and all of those requirements.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Like all of the bid pack requirements, your Iran Investment Act, your non-collusion agreement, all that would have to be in your full bid pack if you're going out. If you're not taking it under a state contract. If they're all under a state contract, that's competitive bids are getting done.
Right. So how do we account for a trade if they're wanting to do a trade? Do we have a discretion If all three of these folks stay at their number, but they are willing to do a trade and they give us a number, does that have to be...
That's different than the state contract now. We're going to trade.
So we'd have to put it out.
Right.
I think it should be traded. I got to tell you, the... I mean, I just think we need to do it.
Did we do a trade for rec in the fall? We traded?
We did.
Okay, so it's...
We traded the Heston, which had already had two lifetimes down that highway. And then went over to rec for another lifetime, and then we did that for trade with that purchase.
Okay. So can you have this?
So the board of the...
How many go out with the trade manager for that?
Oh, two.
Right.
Well, it's better than the next one.
I've seen...
Unless these have trades in them. Unless there are state contracts that have trades.
Yeah, they don't. So it's a lot of purchase.
Have we had experience selling through the auction service that's not been successful, or...
Well, I can tell you that it hasn't been highly profitable.
Okay.
And yeah, I can tell you in my years on the board that dealing with local vendors, all three that are local, was not uncommon to beat the state contract price, too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So, my recommendation would be that all work with whoever has to work with to get the proper bid package prepared and get it out through the process.
All right. So, we'll do that and put it out, and that'll be a sealed bid. We have to establish by resolution the date for the opening of that.
Yes. And then when you want it done.
Yeah, so. Paul probably wants this as soon as possible, right? Before the grass starts growing. Still there?
Oh, it's 10 to 12 weeks now.
With the state contract?
No, it's 10 to 12 weeks on delivery now.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a business partner, that doesn't work. All right, I still think the put the bids back together. What's it, for how long would it take to put the bids back together? You think about like 2 weeks? Less than 2 weeks? 1 week?
Okay. Yeah, probably.
So why don't we, today's the 9th, you want to do a bid opening before the next board meeting?
You can't do a bid opening before the next board meeting.
Oh, because not enough time.
Yeah, you're not, he's unprepared, but you can't get them out and they have the coming back.
So for a first board meeting in April, how's that? That work?
In 3 weeks will work for
us. That work for you, Paul?
Should be able to, yeah.
So we have established that date tonight by resolution.
Yes. So we can put it in the address now. So we can put the address
on there. So second Tuesday is actually 13th, so you want to do April 9th, so board members can look at it weekend and board.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll need a resolution establishing a bid opening for the purchase, possible purchase of a roadside mower for use by a highway garage. When do you usually open 2 p.m.? 2 or 3 p.m.? Yeah.
You usually set them for 2 o'clock.
So we'll do it for 2 o'clock on April 9th. That works for everybody?
Sure.
What will be a virtual opening?
We can do that.
But
we have to announce that? It's a virtual opening.
That's being here at.
I'm sorry.
That's being here at.
Oh, yeah. So we'll do a virtual bid opening on that day. And authorize the clerk to make the.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next Was there anything else for you, Paul?
No, that was it.
Okay, next one is item 7, Recreation Department. Our rec leader has requested our annual use of rental 10-yard dumpsters with weekly pickup at the V-Tar Park from April 5th, 2021 through October 31st, 2021 in 1 2-yard dumpster rental with weekly pickups at Sandbar Beach for the period of May 3rd, 2021 through September 11th, 2021. We have two vendors that responded. The first one is Ace Party. For the inn, the price of $350 for 30 days for the park and $55 for 30 days at the beach, for a total of $405 for 30 days. Second vendor is Waste Management of New York, which is based in West Seneca, for a price of $480.93 per month at the park and $193.97 per month at the beach, for a total of $674.90 per month. And we reached out to CB Waste Removal Container Service in Port Ann, and they did not submit a quote. This amount would be paid from account A7140.4 for the park and A7310.4, which is the beach. The balance for the park is $68,149.73, and that for the beach is $8,000 as of February 28th. And we budgeted $3,000 for the purpose at the park and $300 for the purpose at the beach. The recommendation is to go with Ace Carding on an amount of $405 a month. For the end.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
All right. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Carly, you still communicated some of the contracts that are under review for rec?
Yeah, I was just trying to locate those.
Well, that's okay. So is that something we'll put pretty close to being?
Absolutely.
All right. So we could get close to, I'm not sure that the groups might get that put behind them.
Yeah, they I hope then they appear to be fine. It's not happening in front of me.
So once you sign off on them, we'll get them. This will be for something called Youth Across, Growth Youth Across.
Hurricane baseball?
Yeah.
So you could get authority to sign them?
Even though, well, the board won't have seen them, but if there's any change from here.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know if you needed
any. I don't know if the board wants to do that.
I think we're okay with it.
You authorize after council review? Authorize to sign?
Yes, we do.
All right, so that would be for, you want to name the groups?
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Well, is one of them, you said Youth Lacrosse and Girls Youth Lacrosse and Hurricane Baseball?
Yeah. So, are there three groups or two?
I thought it was three.
So, I got Southland Falls Youth Lacrosse for Boys, Southland Falls Youth Lacrosse, Southland Falls Girls Youth Lacrosse, so boys and girls. And we've got the Hurricanes. That's all.
No, no. I think that was all of them. So, resolution to authorize the supervisor to approve the contracts after council's review and approval of them to be submitted to the supervisor, and to authorize them signing these contracts once it's approved by council.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So with the COVID protocols, well, I believe the contract has language in there in relation to that.
Yeah, it is not.
Do we have to Is there verbiage that says that the groups acknowledge?
There's an acknowledgement. Field use acknowledgement.
Okay, so we've got those sheets included, so we don't need to do anything with that.
Right.
All right. Works for me.
Good.
All right. Anything else for Rick? That's all I had.
No. In recreation?
I'm sorry.
On recreation?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just wondering about the opening of the pavilions and all that stuff. How's that? I know that the committee was going to meet with Peter.
Yeah.
We haven't set a date yet, but we're working on it.
Oh, okay. I know we discussed the last time. And,
so we're going to try to meet with him this week. And that's not really on his part, but I'm mostly on my schedule.
Item 8, supervisors, I have just a few things. I believe I forwarded the suggestion for staffing at the transfer station for the board. And, I know that we are, the town board is seriously looking at restructuring how we manage down there. I don't know what the recommendation at this time as far as establishing the title, pay, and all that. But based on the request that we all received, we probably should get a recommendation to act on at the next board meeting. If we're down there. Just want to make the public aware. We received correspondence from Surfing County Soil and Water Conservation District from Dustin Lewis, who's their district manager. Each year we do our tire recycling event, and it's held in the towns, at least for the last 4 years, in the towns of Boston, Malta, and Saratoga. And the charge to residents of the county is $5 per tire, with or without a rim. And this year's event is scheduled to take place on May 25th. At those locations from 4 to 5:30 p.m. So, if anybody has any questions with that, the number to call is 518-885-6900.
Did you say that was for tire recycling?
Yeah.
There was somebody asking, a resident asked me something along the same lines. Is they do that periodically?
Once a year.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about maybe something similar to that. Or other things that you're not supposed to be throwing into your life, like fluorescent bulbs and paint cans, stuff like that. So I didn't know if you were looking at something like that on the county level.
Historically, there has been a hazardous waste day in the county. They usually move it. I think they move it around. I know a couple times in a row. I don't know where it is this year, but I believe it's an annual event. But I know it's really well received by our residents.
Did you check on that and see if, get back to us for the next meeting?
I'll do that. And that's all I have for supervisor items, committee reports.
We've already discussed RAC, but there's one thing that was brought up, and thinking about like down at the RAC park. Peter's talked with Boy Scouts and is also thinking about like doing a butterfly like exhibit and utilizing some of the wood that Bolsey's has taken off. And it's basically looking for permission from the board to go ahead with that project. Mostly doing volunteer work and utilizing a lot of the wood that is there that Bolsey's doesn't think that they're going to be able to
dump by the mold there.
Out by the mold. But he wanted to do it up near, he wanted to actually do this exhibit up near between the playground and the tennis court area.
Yeah.
So that it's relatively accessible. And he thinks that between his connections with Sergio Giannini, the cooperative extension, that he and with the Boy Scouts, he probably would be able to do this relatively inexpensively. And which is basically looking for the approval of the board. And I said that I thought it was a great idea, and to basically come up with some numbers that I can bring back to you guys and say, this is what we think it's going to cost. But, you know, he's already said probably less than $1,000. And in my mind, that was a nice thing to be doing.
Yeah. Is this like for an Eagle Scout project?
Well, partly, yes. So one of the Boy Scout leaders reached out to me, and I put him in touch with Peter, and this is one of the projects that they came up with. And
that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Good. All right, I will let him know that some little bit more.
Great. Approval. Thank you. And I do need a brief executive session because I need to update the board on potential sale of town.
Okay. So I'll move to the executive session to the meeting on potential sale of town property.
Second. All better?
All right. Yes.
All with motion carried.
Okay.
Until the end of the All right, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
entertainment session.
Second goal and report of the record reflect that although action was taken in executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Anything else for open session? Prepare for regular meeting? Under other business?
I've got one thing. I see we got in my little packet the response from the zoning board of appeals. They looked over the saw the law and they gave their recommendations or their observations or whatever. I know the planning board reviewed it last night.
They did. Extensively.
So we're moving along in this process is my question. And what do you think the timeline might be for setting a public hearing?
I have no idea. Last night the planning board probably spent.
I haven't done with the report.
Well, the planning board hasn't given one yet because we ended it at 10 o'clock last night. So we probably spent an hour going through it with them last night. And Jim and I are compiling all those documents. Jim is going to send another update like that to the planning board. Then I have to put it all together, put it for you folks with that, with the NYSERDA information that we got. And then you folks have the option to once again go through it and decide what you want to give out to the public. So at that point, it's really your time.
Okay. So
we're going
to keep moving
forward. I'm not going
back first. All right. Yes. It's I guess I'm one of those guys when I see something, I'll get to the end of it. And I think, I don't know.
Government is wrong.
I think it took the forefathers of this country a short period of time to write the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and this thing's taken. It's frustrating. I know the wheels turn slow, but I'm not so happy.
You're in the wrong profession.
I think you're right. I didn't even see that. But I just wanted to work on this.
Sure.
Thank you, Carol.
Anything else? If not, I'm going to motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you, everyone.